Hello, and welcome to Handcrafted Radio. I'm your host, Crafty Z. Welcome, welcome. Topic today is seeing is believing. Comfort and confidence. The two C's of building or continuing to have a real productive business. If you're not comfortable charging a certain price, then you can't convey that confidence to the consumer. The concept is, when you're first starting out, whenever you're selling something, jewelry, books, shirts, however which way, the biggest question people have is that, I don't know what to charge. And the truth of the matter is, it's really up to you. Like, a lot of people are like, well, am I charging too much? Am I charging too little? Well, again, it's up to you. It's based on how you feel. You have to be comfortable with whatever number comes out your mouth. Like, if it's one of those things where when you go to one of the name brand companies, I won't say any names, but any name brand company, and they'll come up and be like, well, these shoes are $150. These shoes or these sneakers are $400, $500, $600. Are you going to go to the designer and question their cost? No, of course not. No one really does that. Like, don't get me wrong, there's some, you know, trollers. But the concept is you don't do that. You go with whatever the person says. Why? Because they're comfortable saying it. They have confidence behind what they're saying. Again, if you're not comfortable charging a certain price, then you can't convey the confidence to the consumer. If you're not comfortable saying whatever number you're saying, then you need to get comfortable, because you need to have that confidence in convincing that person that, yes, this is in fact what it's worth, because they believe it. If you believe it, then they believe it. It's one of those things where you have to have confidence in what you do. You are good at what you do, and you take the time to do it. Those who believe otherwise, that's their belief. You don't take away from that, but you can't take away from you. You yourself have to put the price, or you yourself put the price, or the value of you. Whatever product, whatever thing that you created, whatever thing you've designed or made by hand or purchased and remade or whatever it is, that's from you. That is your creativity in life, you know, as far as physically formed or digitally formed or whatever you want to call it. You have to have the confidence in knowing that you are worth whatever you price. Your confidence, your comfort helps to figure out your cost. It's not that you don't, like, a lot of people look at other things and look at some other items that someone else has done, and it's just like, well, I can't believe that's what they charge for that. It's skill, you know, and again, it's confidence. You know, it's one of those things where you have to do what makes you feel right. You charge what you feel comfortable. I've had people come up to me and say, oh, well, so-and-so over here charges $40 and you only charge $20. Well, at least you know you can charge more. And truthfully, I probably can. But that's not how I feel. You know, it's not that I don't have the confidence to charge $40. It's that my comfort is the $20, because I know, based on integrity, based on the cost that I've put into the product, that is what the base percentage is from my percentage to my consumer. I'm not going to add or raise the price just because I can. It doesn't help my consumer. It doesn't help them. I'm not going to raise the price to $40 if I don't have to. You know, it's one of those things where I want my customers to trust me, to know that whatever they're paying is the least amount for the best quality. You know, a lot of people feel like, you know, quality versus quantity, so on and so forth. But truthfully, like I said, with my business and how I do things, when I charge my jewelry, I have a percentage and I go by that. And, you know, if any changes are made, it's on my end, not my consumers. I'm not going to raise my consumers' price because my product went up in supplies. I'm going to find a cheaper supplier so I can accommodate my customer. When you do your business, when you make your prices or any changes, do it based on comfort and what you're confident in. That's what'll keep you in good business. Not any business, good business. Because comfort and confidence goes hand in hand. Seeing is believing. Thank you. You have been listening to Handcrafted Radio, and I'm your host, Crafty Z. Have a craftastic day. Signing out.